Have you ever wondered why so many people struggle to build real, meaningful connections with women? It's time to break free from harmful mindsets and embrace a philosophy that has the power to transform your relationships. In this video, we'll dive into the wisdom of Stoicism and discover how you can stop treating women as objects and start building genuine connections based on respect, empathy, and understanding. If you're ready to elevate your mindset and relationships, keep watching. Step 1. Challenge objectifying thoughts. The first and most important thing that needs to be done to stop women from being seen as objects is to question ideas that see women as objects. Stoicism teaches us that we can control our thoughts, even if we can't control what's going on around us. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, said, "What matters is not what happens to you, but how you react to it." This means that how we think about women and how we treat them depends on how we let our thoughts shape our perceptions. Thoughts that objectify often come from societal conditioning, media impact, or biases that haven't been looked at. Women become objects when we see them only as their looks or their jobs, instead of seeing them as whole people with feelings, thoughts, and goals. As a Stoic, prosoch, which means mindful attention, tells us to be aware of these thoughts as soon as they come up and question them. We can ask ourselves, am I seeing this woman as a person with intrinsic value, or am I only focusing on superficial traits? By stopping and thinking about how we feel, Stoicism tells us to work on being good on the inside, which means seeing and respecting the whole person in others. Stoicism's idea of sympatheia, which means that all people are linked, helps us remember that we are all part of a bigger picture. When we treat women like objects, we break up this union and lower our own standards at the same time. Stoicism teaches us to practice apatheia, or emotional balance, by challenging thoughts that make us feel like things. This doesn't mean holding back our feelings, but rather not letting lust or illogical wants cloud our judgment. We can keep our sexual or physical desires from controlling our relationships with women if we remember that they are only temporary. Stoicism tells us to pay attention to things that last, like respect, virtue, and knowing each other. We can make it a habit to see women as equals and unique people worthy of respect by constantly challenging thoughts that treat them like objects. This not only makes our relationships with women better, but it also helps us grow as people because it aligns with the Stoic ideals of wisdom, justice, and respect for everyone. Step 2. Develop emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the second thing you need to do to make real bonds. To have emotional intelligence, you need to be able to recognize, understand, and control your own feelings as well as understand and relate to other people's emotions. Stoicism stresses how important it is to understand and control our feelings if we want to live a good life. The Stoics thought that letting your feelings run wild could cause you to make bad choices and be in bad relationships. To stop treating women like things, we need to work on our emotional intelligence so that we can handle our feelings in a healthy way. Marcus Aurelius tells us in Meditations to pay attention to the work of the mind. This means we should always be aware of our emotions and use reason to control them. We shouldn't be driven by impulsive wants or shallow appeals. Instead, we should try to connect with others on a deeper level by understanding their feelings, needs, and points of view. Being self-aware is the first step to emotional intelligence. Stoicism tells us to look inside ourselves and look at our feelings without judging them. Are we attracted to each other, angry or scared? Are we looking for approval or power when we talk to women? Once we know what these feelings are, we can use logic to figure out where they come from and how they affect how we act. Stoicism tells us to separate our illogical feelings from our actions and react with a calm, thoughtful mind. Empathy, which is a key part of emotional intelligence, is just as important. To have empathy, you have to understand how someone else feels and try to understand their point of view. Stoicism tells us that as people, we all go through the same things, so we should be kind and respectful to each other. We can connect with women more deeply and meaningfully if we see them as whole people with their own feelings, experiences, and problems. To become emotionally intelligent, you also need to learn how to handle your feelings. Instead of acting on our wants or anger without thinking, Stoicism tells us to stop, think, and then act. This is where the idea of virtue from Stoicism comes in handy. According to Stoicism, virtue means living in a way that is good and makes sense. When we're with women, this means treating them with respect, valuing their worth, and treating them like equals. Getting better at emotional intelligence makes it easier to connect with women in a real way, based on shared respect and understanding instead of sexual attraction or objectification. We improve our own character and lay the groundwork for relationships that last. Step 3. Put respect for each other first. Respect is the basis of all interactions that matter. Stoicism stresses how important it is to treat other people with respect, fairness, and honor. We need to treat women with respect in all of our relationships if we want to stop treating them like things. This means treating women equally, seeing their worth, and making sure that our words and deeds show that we respect them. The Stoic idea of fairness is at the heart of what it means to respect someone. The Stoics say that justice is one of the four cardinal values and that we should give everyone what they deserve. In real life, this means treating everyone equally and recognizing their worth as a person. For our own pleasure or benefit, we should not see women as things that can be used for our own gain. We need to see them as unique people with their own rights, feelings, and freedom. When you respect women, you also respect their space. Stoicism teaches us to control our own wants and urges, while acknowledging that we can't change the things that happen in the outside world or the way other people act. When we talk to women, this means that we have to respect their limits whenever they set them. Putting mutual respect first helps us build relationships based on trust, understanding, and shared beliefs, whether we're dating or just meeting for the first time. To show respect for each other, we also need to watch what we say and do. Following Stoicism teaches us to be honest in all settings, and this includes how we talk to women. Language that treats women like objects, like jokes, comments, and casual chat, lowers their worth and supports harmful stereotypes. Women are respected for who they are, not just how they look, when we speak and act in a polite way. Stoicism also tells us to show others how to live. In Meditations, Marcus Aurelius said that we should be upright, not kept upright. This means that we should show the world the values we want to see, instead of letting outside forces decide how we should act. Respecting each other is important when we're with women. It makes us better people and helps build a culture of respect and equality. By making respect a central part of our relationships with women, we move away from seeing them as objects and towards a deeper, more meaningful bond with them. Respecting each other is the basis for trusting, equal, and understanding partnerships that are healthy and balanced. Step 4. Engage in meaningful conversations. Having deep talks with women is one of the best ways to stop treating them like things and start making real connections with them. Stoicism tells us to look for understanding and wisdom in all parts of our lives, even in the ties we have with other people. People don't just talk to each other during conversations. They also learn, connect, and grow. When we objectify women, we usually only look at how they look, which makes relationships very superficial. Stoicism, on the other hand, tells us to dig deeper. Marcus Aurelius wrote that it is important to know how things work, and this is also true for people. We can learn about women's thoughts, beliefs, experiences, and points of view by having deep conversations with them. This helps us see them as whole people, not just things or images. To have a meaningful talk, you need to listen actively. Stoicism stresses how important it is to be fully present in the present moment and in our relationships with other people. When we talk to women, we should show prosoch or mindful attention by paying close attention to what they say and replying with care. This shows that you care and value them, and it helps us connect more deeply. Asking good questions is another part of having meaningful talks. We don't have to talk about simple things. We can ask questions that lead to greater thought and understanding. The Stoic philosophy tells us to seek information and wisdom in all areas of our lives, including our relationships. When we ask a woman about her thoughts, feelings, and experiences, we make room for both of us to learn and grow. Other than that, it's important not to guess. Being humble and realizing that we don't know everything about life is what Stoicism teaches us. When we talk to women, we shouldn't assume we know what they've been through or how they see things. To avoid this, we should go into every exchange interested and ready to learn and grow. We can stop seeing each other as objects and start connecting on a level of mutual understanding, respect, and real interest through deep conversations. These talks help us see women as unique people with important ideas and points of view. They also help us build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Step 5. Expand your social circles. A small group of friends can make harmful assumptions and behaviors that treat others like objects stronger. We might stay stuck in small ways of thinking if we only talk to people who share our views or points of view. Stoicism teaches us to accept differences and learn from other people's points of view. To stop treating women like things and make real connections, we need to get to know more people and look for relationships in situations that are different from our own. The idea of Stoicism tells us to see all people as part of a bigger group. Cosmopolitanism, a Stoic idea, says that we are all citizens of the world and should try to connect with people who are different from us in terms of culture, background, and experiences. By making new friends, we expose ourselves to fresh ideas and points of view, which can assist us in challenging thoughts and actions that are based on objects. Women are more likely to be seen as whole people rather than objects when we meet with a variety of people. We can gain insight into their problems and hopes by learning from their experiences and appreciating their unique points of view. This helps us get rid of harmful stereotypes and make connections that are built on respect and understanding for each other. Getting to know more people also helps us build empathy, which is an important part of Stoic thought. To make real connections with other people, we need to be able to understand and share their thoughts. Getting to know people from all walks of life helps us understand and care about others more, which can help us treat women with the respect and honor they deserve. Stoicism also tells us to look for relationships that help us become better people and be more moral. Seneca says in Letters from a Stoic that we should be around people who make us want to be better and help us grow. Adding women to our social groups who push us intellectually, emotionally, and morally will help us build relationships based on mutual respect and values we both hold dear. We can stop being seen as objects and make deeper, more meaningful relationships with women by making more friends. This not only makes our relationships better, but it also helps us grow as people by letting us learn from their different situations and points of view. Step 6. Educate yourself on gender equality. Learning about gender equality is the last thing you can do to stop seeing women as objects and start making real relationships. In all parts of life, Stoicism tells us to seek wisdom and knowledge. This includes learning about the cultural and social forces that shape our relationships. Equality between men and women is not just a political issue. It's also a moral problem that shapes how we treat each other and how we see ourselves. Stoicism stresses how important it is to be just and fair, and these ideas also relate to equal rights for men and women. The Stoics thought that all people, regardless of gender, had natural worth. We need to learn more about how gender inequality affects our society and our interactions if we want to stop seeing women as objects. This means knowing the cultural and historical factors that have led to women being seen as objects, as well as the ongoing fights for gender equality. To learn more about gender equality, you can read books, articles, and do study on the subject. You can also talk to women and people who support gender equality. Stoicism tells us to be humble and open to learning in all areas of our lives, including how we think about gender problems. By learning more and listening to what other people have to say, we can get a better sense of the problems women face and how we can help make society more fair and just. Also, we should look at our own prejudices and actions. Stoicism tells us to think about ourselves and grow as people. Part of this is figuring out and dealing with any hidden biases we may have. If we think about how our actions and views affect others, we can figure out how we might be adding to gender inequality and make changes. Finally, Stoicism teaches us to make the world a better place by doing things. He wrote, "Don't waste time arguing about what a good man should be." This means that we shouldn't just talk about equal rights for men and women. We should also do things every day to support them. This can mean fighting for equal rights, calling out sexist behavior, and helping women in their personal and work lives. You can better understand the problems women face and stop treating women like objects by learning about gender equality. This will help you make real bonds with women based on respect, equality, and mutual understanding. It is possible to change how we see and treat women by following the principles of Stoicism. We can stop treating women like things and make real, lasting connections with them by challenging thoughts that treat them like objects, improving our emotional intelligence, putting mutual respect first, having meaningful conversations, making new friends, and learning about gender equality. These rules not only help us get along better with women, but they also help us grow as people by making our actions more in line with the Stoic ideals of compassion, wisdom, and fairness. We're making a world where respect, equality, and real connection are strong by going on this path.